This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration said Thursday that heat, light, and humidity might speed up the death of the coronavirus. Speaking at the daily White House briefing, William Bryan, the Undersecretary for Science and Technology at the Department of Homeland Security, said the virus survives best indoors and in dry conditions. However, he said that the virus dies the quickest in direct sunlight and in high humidity conditions.
This is just another tool in our tool belt, right? Another weapon in the fight that we can add to it. And in the summer, we know that summer-like conditions are going to create an environment where the transmission can be decreased, and that's an opportunity for us to get ahead.
Bryan warned, however, that it would be irresponsible to say that the summer months will eliminate the virus. But he said that those months will provide an opportunity to get ahead of the disease. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a $484 billion coronavirus relief bill on Thursday, funding small businesses and hospitals and pushing the total spending response to the outbreak near $3 trillion. The measure passed the Democratic-led House by a vote of 388 to 5. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the measure will provide funding for health care, testing, and other needs.
It took a giant step in loosening that hard grip of disparity of access to credit in our country.
The House action sent the latest of four relief bills to the White House, where Republican President Donald Trump has promised to sign it into law. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A preliminary blood test for the coronavirus antibodies shows the disease is likely to be far more invasive than first thought. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
3,000 people, customers outside grocery stores and shopping centers in New York State, were given blood tests. The results show just under 14% of those tested had coronavirus antibodies in their blood. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says there are a lot of questions, adds that the percentage means a lot of people have been infected in his state.
About 2.7 million people.
He says the infection rate is vastly different between urban and rural parts of New York.
Upstate New York is 3.6%. New York City's 21%.
Experts are calling for larger, more rigorous studies in order to get a better picture of the impact of the pandemic in New York as well as the rest of the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
Americans continue losing their jobs with the economy all but shut down because of the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Another 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month. Even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen, it's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The northern Italian region of Lombardy has been the epicenter of the European coronavirus outbreak. On Thursday, it began an antibody testing program as it looks to begin opening up its economy after weeks of lockdown. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Authorities hope it'll give a clearer picture of the spread of the virus and show who has already had it. Luca Duret is the mayor of Cisliano.
Our volunteers help the most fragile people, the elderly, and they bring them meals and groceries at home. We had the doubt that those volunteers carrying on these services could have been in some way in contact with the virus, and this worried us a lot. So we tried to give some answers.
Lombardy is the latest of a patchwork of individual testing programs in Italy. The number of deaths and infections have started to flatten out in Italy, but in the absence of a cure or a vaccine, a successful antibody testing program offers some hope of a way out of lockdown. The pathway to a different economy.
That's Reuters,